Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, December 16th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Investor News Breaks, Anovis Bio Inc., NYSE NVS, schedules corporate update webinar and live Q&A session. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical drug platform company focused on neurodegenerative diseases, has scheduled a corporate update webinar with a live Q&A session. President and CEO Maria Maccecchini, PhD, will discuss recent progress, clinical programs, and strategic direction. Headquartered in Malvern, Pennsylvania, Anovis is dedicated to developing innovative therapies for diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. For more information, visit www.anovisbio.com. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in press release syndication for companies and the investment community. Learn more at www.investorwire.com. GeoVax receives U.S. Patent Office Notice of Allowance for Broad-Spectrum COVID-19 Vaccine Design. GeoVax Labs, Inc. has received a Notice of Allowance from the United States Patent Office for their Broad-Spectrum COVID-19 Vaccine Design. This patent protects their innovative approach using multiple antigens, spike, membrane, and envelope proteins of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. By including these antigens, GeoVax's vaccine aims to trigger a broader and more durable immune response. This patent strengthens GeoVax's multi-antigen vaccine platform, supporting their goal of providing longer-lasting protection. The new patent complements their existing protection for GEO-CM04S1, currently in phase 2 clinical trials. GeoVax's vaccine technology also supports efforts to target smallpox and hemorrhagic fever viruses, enhancing global vaccine manufacturing and pandemic preparedness.
Chicago Health Information Leader, recognized for raising CPR readiness and blood pressure awareness. Laura Merrick, a Chicago Health Information Leader, was recognized for her efforts to raise CPR readiness and blood pressure awareness. After her mother survived cardiac arrest, Merrick dedicated her campaign to preventing similar tragedies. Through the American Heart Association's Leaders of Impact initiative, Merrick raised over $380,000 to support heart health. Her focus on high blood pressure led to the placement of blood pressure hubs in 18 community organizations in Chicagoland. These hubs provide free monitors, educational materials, and access to medical providers. Additionally, a self-measurement blood pressure kiosk will be placed in Chicago, along with cardiac emergency response plans in 18 organizations. By expanding CPR and AED access, improving hypertension awareness, and empowering communities, Merrick aims to make preparedness the standard in Chicago. For more information on Leaders of Impact and the 2025 nominees, visit leadersofimpact.heart.org.
OE Therapeutics raises $5.475 million in a Series A to advance clinical development of high-concentration caffeine therapy for its anesthesia recovery and drug overdose reversal. OE Therapeutics recently raised $5.475 million in a Series A financing round to advance clinical development of their high-concentration caffeine therapy. The proprietary product is expected to begin a Phase 1 clinical trial in the first quarter of 2026. The company aims to address anesthesia recovery and opioid-induced respiratory depression, with plans to work alongside naloxone. OE Therapeutics is focused on transforming clinical challenges into solvable problems with a mission to improve patient care by rethinking traditional treatments. The financing was overseen by WBB Securities LLC, a firm specializing in life sciences investments and research.
Gum disease may be linked to plaque buildup in arteries, higher risk of major CVD events. New evidence suggests that gum disease may be linked to plaque buildup in arteries, increasing the risk of major cardiovascular events. the American Heart Association's new scientific statement highlights the association between gum disease, also known as periodontal disease, and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Periodontal disease affects over 40% of U.S. adults over 30 and is more common in individuals with poor oral hygiene and other cardiovascular risk factors. While there is no direct evidence that periodontal treatment prevents cardiovascular disease, reducing inflammation through treatment may help lower the risk. Regular dental screenings and targeted periodontal care are recommended for individuals with cardiovascular risk factors. More research is needed to determine the impact of periodontal treatment on cardiovascular outcomes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.